Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Yesterday, of course, was World AIDS Day. And I oscillate, and I'm actually going to ask our expert this question, but I oscillate between thinking, is AIDS enough of a, is it front and center of our minds enough in South Africa? To some extent, it isn't. And sometimes I think that's a good thing, because there are many people with HIV around us, and it's normalized. And the from that perspective, I think it's a really good thing that it isn't viewed in the same way as it was. But does that mean that we don't pay it enough attention? That really wasn't how I was going to start my discussion with Dr. Pippa McDonald, but I really do want to start there, because I'm slightly conflicted by this. Dr. McDonald, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, and it's great to be here. And I think that's a really great way to start our discussion this morning, because you're right about, 12% of South Africans are living with HIV. So in a way, it is normalized. 12% of people are living with it. Mm-hmm. However, as an activist and somebody who believes that we can do a lot more, I don't believe that it's front and center enough. I think we still need to be talking about it a lot more. And there are so many incredible things that have happened in the last few weeks, and huge advancements, particularly with HIV prevention, that I think we need to talk about it a lot more, get the message out, explain to people what is out there, these incredible new HIV prevention technologies. So I think we need to make it more front and center.
Right. So let's talk about that. What are these developments that you've been referring to?
So a lot of people don't even know that there is medication to prevent HIV. So since 2016 in this country, there has been a daily pill that you can take every single day if you are HIV negative to prevent HIV. What then happened was in South Africa in 2022, we had two new products registered with SAHPRA. The one was the Dapivirine vaginal ring. The other one was a two-monthly injectable to prevent HIV. And the two-monthly injectable called Cabalay is, in fact, it's incredible. It prevents HIV, up to about 96% of the time, probably even 100% of the time. But the problem with that is that it's still not, hasn't been approved by NEMLAC, so it's still not actually available on the National Essentials Medicine list. So it's not available in the clinics. But even more exciting, what happened is that October, we had the new six-monthly HIV prevention injection approved by SAHPRA. Now, I know I'm talking a lot, but just to say,
that's good.
If you think about it, that is an injection that can be taken twice a year to prevent HIV. It's called lenacapavir, and the studies have shown that it's at least 96%, if not 100% effective. So apart from this incredible efficacy, even more exciting is that it's now been approved by NEMLAC, which means that it's going to be on the National Essential Medicine List. And from February next year, our Department of Health are hoping to roll it out in all the government clinics, a six-monthly injection to prevent HIV. How awesome is that?
That is absolutely unbelievable. And who's the target market? Is it somebody who has a partner is partnered with somebody with HIV? Is it everybody? Is there a specific group that this is targeted at?
Yes, and I love that question. And I think traditionally, we kept these HIV prevention methods for people who, either the clinicians we felt were at risk of HIV. Now we want to recommend this for absolutely anyone who feels that they are at risk or who simply ask for it. So in our country, our biggest population of people living with HIV are adolescent girls and young women between the
Right.
ages of 16 and 25. So, for them, it's hugely important. But also for, for a lot of other vulnerable groups, men who have sex with men, transgender, and diverse people, people who use drugs. But it's not only for vulnerable groups. It's for absolutely anyone who feels they're at risk,
And
who asks for it,
this has really
should be offered it.
got the potential to completely reverse the trajectory. I hate always saying trajectory because I always get stumble over it on radio. It's just one of those words. But never mind. It really can reverse the trajectory of the illness in South Africa, surely.
Absolutely. And, I first started working in the field of HIV more than 20 years ago when antiretrovirals were actually not widely available and then became more available. And I mean, those days were just, they were desperate. It was tragic. HIV was a death sentence. And then over the 20 years, things have got a lot better. The antiretroviral treatment is really excellent. The medication that is taken once a day has very few side effects, very efficacious. But we can't really treat ourselves out of this epidemic. There isn't a cure. But these prevention technologies now, the fact that we've got the once daily pill, the fact that we are now going to have the 6 monthly injection, for the first time ever, I am beyond excited and think that we, actually coming, getting on top of this HIV
Incredible. It
epidemic,
really,
ending this
really is.
HIV.
And it's so
Yeah,
wonderful
it's a
because so
reach.
often we have these calls and it's all, it's doom and gloom. But this is actually an incredible amount of light in the future. How are we doing as far as stigma is concerned? Because we've always struggled with that in South Africa.
I think we still, and that's where I think your comment right at the beginning about being front and center, I think we're not doing well enough there. And in fact, I'm sitting here now in Philippi Village at our little HIV clinical research center, and surrounded by a lot of wonderful people and participants. And the stigma is still there.
Such a pity.
People. Yeah, even people taking, the once daily pill to prevent HIV don't really want to go home with that little bottle because it looks very much like treatment, and people might think that they've got HIV, or people might think that they are somebody who's more vulnerable to getting HIV. And so there is that stigma, but we are working so hard, and there were so many wonderful discussions yesterday, people talking about HIV. Normalizing it, the word you used earlier. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. So that's why, having 5 minutes this morning,
Absolutely. No,
and
I think this is so
is
important.
amazing.
So what is a message that you would like to leave with our listeners in terms of stigma? What's something practical or just a message that they can take away from this discussion?
I think that we need to know that, 12% of our population are living with HIV, and the treatment, if they are taking their treatment, remember that if their viral load is undetectable, so they're taking it well, it's completely untransmissible. So people living with HIV who are taking their treatment will not spread HIV if they're taking their treatment well. We need to be kind. We need to accept people who are living with HIV, and we need to work with them, and we need to be incredibly positive and excited about the future in South Africa ahead with all these technologies to prevent HIV and be able to talk about it, offer it to absolutely everyone so that there is no stigma.
What a fantastic message, Dr. Pippa McDonald, a medical doctor at the Desmond Tutu Health Foundation. Thank you for the work that you're doing. Thank you for your positivity and for your incredible way of dealing with it.